This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 6th of February, 1958. The title of this lecture is CCH0 SCS Connectedness Question and Answer Period. This tape is 28 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions. Please note, this tape begins abruptly as did the original master recording.
All right. Comes down to field trouble, right? You picked fields for randomity, isn't that right? Somehow or another, the auditor has or the pre-clear has. How about, as of now, skipping it? Huh? It's very, very easy to pick something for randomity and then carry on with it as a stumbling block. It's one of the things that man does best. Find a new way to stumble and then stumble. Men will do that all the time. Something you can almost expect. There would be a certain amount of stumbling would happen if I said the main difficulty with cases are the automaticity and motion of the mock-up. And we could be absolutely sure that some of us, not because we're PCs or auditors, either one, some of us would immediately concentrate on the automaticity of a mock-up. Because why? Not because I said so. Because it's a posed problem. It looks like a new problem. It looks like a new game, right? So I will teach you a lesson you have been learning the hard way. Right now. Anytime you see that something has been chosen out as randomity while you are running clear procedure as an auditor, studiously ignore it and skip it. Now, we've fallen into fields again after all of these years. We've fallen into them before. We fell into it at Elizabeth. We fell into fields at Wichita, in Phoenix. And here again, we're falling into fields, right?
Philadelphia.
Fields. Well, now I'll tell you something real wild about this. It is possible to bypass them utterly. It's also possible to bypass any other automaticity that could be construed as randomity and used as such. It's possible to run a case this way. The fellow says, trouble with me is Mama. Mama has been cutting me to ribbons all my life. She's living with me right now. She tells my wife what to do. She tells me what to do. And I'm going mad. I'm going crazy, I tell you, because I can't stand another minute of it. I can't stand another minute. You say, that's fine. And studiously, never thereafter, mention her. And you would be obeying your null to null, wouldn't you? A new method of auditing has arisen here recently. Null to null. And somebody pointed it out very brilliantly. He says one of the reasons why they're having field troubles because they're not picking nulls. Not picking a null black object to push in. Aha! That's true. There's an even extended truth on that, as bright as that is. His fields aren't a null subject. No more than Mama. A Thetan becomes terrified at the idea of going blind, not being able to see. So you scare him to death and you freeze him into it. See? I'll tell you the mechanisms you've got to get out of the road. And they are not field. They are mechanisms. One, an individual who has been badly beaten around. Is liable to have a destroy automaticity move in on him for which he will not take responsibility and is liable to continue to obey it and therefore is liable to have a destroy automaticity going on and on and on chewing his mock-ups up. You get the idea. This will be particularly true in the next generation. conscription. That sort of thing. It's too much talk today about destroy, destroy, destroy. People set their ideas of making nothing of it over into and interiorize into these destroy valences very easily. Well, you can take that one to pieces. It's there to be taken to pieces, but it's not randomatine. You never have to tell a preclear about it. You can take this not-isness apart and thus speed up clearing. I say you can. I'm not saying you must. It could speed it up. You could take over an automaticity of one kind or another, which is directly going to defeat you by paralleling, by making the mind do exactly what it is doing. Now, it isn't the preclear's fault that he's gotten into one of these destroy valences. The thing was trying to destroy him, and he failed, and sometime or another he must have tried to destroy something like that, or he wouldn't be in difficulties. But it isn't his direct, immediate, present-time fault that he's got one of these valences moving in on him. Well, this is very close to Fields. Very close to Fields, because it also operates on the next step. All right, but we'll just say destroy automaticity and we'll take somebody out and make them do a union station on it. Funny part of it is just walking out and spotting people. We'll relax him as a preclear, regardless of the significance that's added into it. Here's a good process all by itself, just walking out and looking at people. So let's add the automaticity of destroy into the thing, and we will probably get rid of the destroy valence that'll keep knocking out his mock-ups. Very interesting. That's a speed-up. That's a shortcut. Now, the second one, as it moves on top of this, same one almost, is the protection mechanism. An individual is almost picking up a destroy valence. His field is resisting. And he's doing the one thing he mustn't do. You know why women get along better in this universe than men? They do, you know. They live several years longer and so forth. Is they are more closely an inflow mechanism. They expect to inflow. Their expectance is inflow. A male expects to outflow, even if only on the second dynamic. You see, it's a different construction mechanism. A woman then doesn't fight against inflowing as hard as a man fights against it. Therefore, you'll expect to find more Fields amongst men than women. This is an interesting side comment, but merely a side comment. A girl who is having too much trouble with a field has normally been too often overwhelmed by a destroy mechanism, whether it was papa or some lover or something like this, or life in general. But destroy is the basic mechanism, and protection is the other mechanism. Resistance toward a destroy area. Resistance toward a destroy valence. There is the other area. And so as he seeks to protect himself, he seeks not to be touched. And you're making him deny himself with a mock-up step. See? You're making him directly deny himself. He says, nothing must come in toward me at all. Nothing. And then you say, mock it up and push it in. Well, you're not then doing what the mind is doing. The mind is trying to keep anything from coming in, aren't you? So you can do it circuitously. And you can get this protection mechanism with this process. Key process. What action could you take against that body? You have to say for sure. You have to have him be certain that he could take that action against this body. He'd have to modify it until he was absolutely certain he could take that action. And after a while, you've run the gradient scale of touch on the body. The field will go. No attention, however, was paid to the field in either case. Now, you get this now. You take care of the destroy automaticity. He's taking covertly some responsibility and ownership of this thing by himself postulating inventions of destruction. And then the next step you take over protection and you permit him to get the idea that he could touch his body. And because you've already cleaned away the most violent objections, you could then go on directly onto a step we should have been on in the first place, which is a very interesting step.
What can you mock up?
And we clear mock-ups. We just clean those up real good. Individual's mocking something up, he knows he's mocking it up, he can see it. He has a certainty of mock-up, and we just clean him up on mocking up. You got the idea? Not even necessarily on sides of the body. We just want him to mock up something. And after we've got him sure that he's mocked up something, why, then we could put it on various sides of the body. In other words, break him in gradually here. And he complains about a red fog or green fog or a blue or brown or a black. Still, we carefully pay no attention to it at all. We simply ignore it. And we just coax him into being able to mock up. Then we coax him into being able to mock up and keep it from going away. And then we coax him to do that on six sides of the body. And if he falls from grace somewhere along the line, then we clear mock-ups again with him very carefully. What can he mock up all over again? And keep him coming. And you'll find out he'll get as clear as anybody else. What is wrong with every case? Appealed. Or at least too tight an association. But all of this is expressed in no responsibility for mocking it up. While he is mocking it up, he takes no responsibility for mocking it up. Let me call this back to your attention again, that an individual can be audited because he is mocking up all of his difficulties. He does not clear father. He clears the picture he is making of father. Do you get that? He cannot possibly clear up directly a case that is not there. He must, therefore, be clearing up something that is there. And as he is the only one present, this I guarantee you, he is doing it. Now, if you accuse him of doing it, he doesn't like this. But he's got the significance of the picture mixed up with the picture. The one I was fooling with last night was just trying to disentangle these two things on a fast shot. I took a specific engram that had been bothering a person for a very long time and asked them what significance in that engram could they take responsibility for. And all of a sudden the whole thing blew, just repetitive question on this. What significance in that engram could you take responsibility for? It was a rather gruesome experience. But the person came up at the other end of the thing realizing that it was a picture of a death, not the death. And a little later on recognized that she must be mocking up the picture of the death because there was nobody else there to do so. And this picture, by the way, has resisted all other processes. Except clearing process, it would have cleared up on that. She wouldn't buy the significance and therefore wouldn't buy the picture. She was mocking it up. Somebody else must be mocking it up because she wouldn't do that. That's perfectly true. She wouldn't do that. But she could take responsibility for certain significances. The reason I picked on significances is because they do not knock out mass. You can take the significance out of a mass without knocking out the mass, don't you see? So here was a cute gimmick just to run an engram. If we'd had that in 1950, we'd be cheering all over the place. Just a gimmick, though, today.
This lecture is continued on side two of this cassette.
So, to coax somebody into mocking up a picture, they know they mocked up. And then to coax them into keeping it from going away so that they know they're keeping it from going away is to do this whole step. Now, the reason you would get away with destroy and protect, the reason you'd knock these two out, is so that it becomes obvious you can control those two, and it's simply part of a control mechanism, rather than what they actually do to the bank. So we don't care what shape the bank is in immediately after he has run destroy on a number of people objective outside. See, we don't care. Nor do we care what the state of the bank is after we have run. What action could you take? Could you certainly take against that body? We wouldn't care what shape the bank was in. It would have changed, but this is not our concern. We're showing them we can take this over too. These are the two most outstanding barriers that he would expect to have crossed by the auditor. And we get him off obsessive destroy and obsessive protect. Then he won't be putting these up to stop us. Or these won't rise to stop us. We find it rather easy then to build him into making pictures. Now this is what I'm telling you is the result of direct test. And we have found out here very recently that on tests, those who had a bad field and who were doing mock-ups and keeping them from going away, that they could barely see, that they were very thin, that it was very upset in general. They made better gains than those who had their fields cleared. Got it? Quite interesting, isn't it? What is it but a field? What is a whole bunch of unconsciously mocked up, no responsibility for pictures but a field? What is a bank but a field? What are you trying to do in clearing but clearing a field? Look at it that way. We know the basic mechanism is to take over the automaticity. Well, now problems collapse on somebody if he solves them. That's an automaticity, isn't it? So, of course, we have to keep things from going away or even shove them into the body to get this mechanism of collapse of solutions. In no way at all could we get away with clearing if we didn't take over this mechanism of collapse. Well, the funny part of it is the mechanism of collapse is much more important in this universe. The mechanism of inflow, collapse, keep it from going away, and so forth. It's much more important than destroy or protect. So these are two easy ones that he could take on a gradient. And he could move it right on upstairs. You realize every black screen a fellow has out there is resisting something coming in. And every time he resists something coming in, he builds himself into a piece of granite. Because it can't come in the first place. There is no in for it to come to. The whole mechanism of inflow is the mechanism of unclearing. So by gradient scale, you could take over these various functions and factors. And these, of course, would be destroy and protect. And then create. Destroy is a not-isness. True destruction comes about simply by not creating. A person has to create everything which bothers him, one way or the other. He has to contribute to its creation. Yes?
Yes, I've been pushing these questions about goals. It's my habit to set a goal as a pre-clear that corresponds with the process I'm to be run on. And it's not my auditor's habit to have the pre-clear do that. And I think that her opinion is more agreed upon than mine. So, when you set your goal, can you set it on the basis of the process you're going to be run on, or can't you?
This would not be interfered with as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I'd just ignore this whole thing if I were auditing somebody. And I would say, well, how do you know I'm going to run you on that process? That'd be one of the things that I would ask.
Well, I guess it was me then.
And I'd say, well, I don't know. You say you want a goal. Fine. Set it any way you please as long as you know you want that goal. You'd like for that to happen. Yes?
It's not the past death, it's the picture of the past death.
So true.
It's not the bank, it's the picture of the bank.
Right.
Yeah.
If you look over the mechanism of pictures, you find something's quite amusing. You look at a wall. That wall is there. Maybe you are or are not mocking it up on God knows what dia. That's beside the point. That's an OT problem. We're not worried about it. We found out we didn't have to pay any attention to that problem, get the rest of the thing whipped out, which is quite amazing all by itself. All we had to pay attention to was clearing a mind. All right, so there's that wall. You can see that wall may bite you, so you resist it, so you take a picture of it. Got it? You take a picture of the wall. Now, this is fine, except for this. When you take a picture with great resistance and lots of energy, you are left with a black side facing you and a picture of the wall on the other side. If you can ask anybody, get anybody brave enough to turn around one of these screens and look at it that way, you'll see it's a picture of something. And he'll say there are lions outside the screen. Oh, no, that is not true. The screen is a picture of lions. Get the idea? Now, you can ask somebody a silly question like this and turn a bank all upside down. It doesn't take any time to clear a bank, I swear. It really doesn't. You can ask him a silly question like this. What part of those screens do you feel you're justified in keeping there? Of course it adds to somebody's happiness. So it's actually not a bad process. Well, the screen that resists my mother, I'm justified in keeping that there. And all of a sudden it's not there. Yes.
These pictures, are they the result of a compulsive and mechanical duplication, which is a mockery of a true duplication which would produce an antithesis?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So we mock up something simple, like I decide, well, I'll do a brick. And so I kind of like see a brick somewhere. But I've seen bricks. And I'm not saying that I'm doing it necessarily.
Why don't you draw a brick?
Well, I did yellow ones.
I've even made it pretty clear. Making a brick, and I don't know whether I'm making a brick or not because I've seen a brick. And therefore, I don't know whether I'm copying a brick or making a brick. One of the ways you can do it, one of the older methods, is to turn it various colors. And after a while, he knows that this brick did not turn those colors, so he must be making it. Another way to do it is have him saw out of wood the shape of a brick, no matter how crudely he does it, and then take a crayon and color the piece of wood he has mocked up. It's all in mock-up, see? And go about it on the total arduous messed universe build it basis and then put it up in front of him, and he says, yes, by God, I created that brick. Another method, I was telling you the other day, of a guy with black discs, I made him take some pen and ink and draw the disc and scribble it black and so forth. And he finally wound up knowing he'd made this disc. And after that, for the next 6-7 commands, he scribbled the disc black. And after that, he just put it there.
Yes, I can't see that well.
Okay, all right. Well, there's no doubt about it that you could be swung up into seeing that. The main things that overwhelm a fellow, of course, are the necessities of destroying, as they have been conceived in a person's vicinity, and the necessities of protection. These are absolutely true, aren't they? A Thetan must protect himself. Above all else, he has to protect himself. Darwin told him so. And so on. He's on a self-protective mechanism. These are automaticities which, when overcome, give him a considerable amount of courage with regard to the rest of the bank. Too many ways through on this. It's possibly just that there are too many ways through that baffle some of you auditors. This probably could be done by an auditor who was in very good shape. He could probably just postulate the bank out of existence, and he possibly is continuing to postulate it in existence longer he runs it. Remember, we have the basic mechanism of gradient scales. We know somebody can get there on a gradient, don't we?
Well, all you've got to do is stretch out a gradient scale of how you're going to get him to mock something up and keep it from going away, and you've got it. Any gradient that gets there would get there. But too many auditors are hanging up on the bank as a big, nice piece of randomity. Well, of course, it is the randomity of unclear people. That is it. And it consists of destroy, it consists of protection, and it consists of not having to look at it, and all kinds of things. It's, vias, dependencies, non-confrontingness. Tremendous number of factors enter into this, but the principal factors are destroy, protect, gradient scale of making sure he made it, and so on up the line. Now, I'll tell you this about all of these processes. If you were very sharp, and you were very ornery, and you were very mean, and you sat somebody down, and you wouldn't have it any other way but that he mocked something up, and you wouldn't have it any other way but that he would keep it from going away, and know he did it, and you wouldn't have it any other way but what he completed, that whole clearing step all by itself with no frills, you would probably produce a clear. The rest of this is just a gradient scale to make it easy. Got that? But an auditor who sits there and postulates the bank, the field, who sits there and says, well, we'll have to clear this field first, we'll have to clear this field first, we'll do just like this auditor did a couple of days ago in the HGC, which is say, override the whole thing and get the field all back again. Had it clear. That cleans wolf's tooth. But had no goal for the session, and so never arrived. Guy was sitting there looking at snow-capped peaks all around him and recognized that the gray he had all the time was a snowstorm. And the auditor gave it a very, very bad acknowledgement and went on mocking up gray shapes. This invalidated the whole thing. All the auditor had to do at that moment was say, well, when was that, do you suppose? Oh, I don't know. It seems familiar, something way back when. And the next thing you know, I could have been pulled out of it. Well, we don't need that one anymore, I might have said. Come up to present time. All right, now mock up something, and let's get the show on the road. He would have been slightly overwhelmed, but I would have put him in shape where it didn't matter. There is such a thing as being too brash, and there is such a thing as being too careful. And in your infinite judgment, you will have to decide which is which. Thank you very much.